A doctor and congressional candidate takes a look at the next 100 years after this. Dr. James Hutt of Warrenton is a candidate for Congress from the 7th District. He believes America has not turned out the way the Founding Fathers intended it, and he views the future with some concern.
200 years ago, on July 4, 1776, a group of courageous and dedicated men assembled in Philadelphia to sign the Declaration of Independence, thereby officially severing all political ties between the 13 colonies and the English crown. They persevered against seemingly hopeless odds, and under the gallant leadership of the greatest Virginian of all, George Washington, they emerged victorious over the British. And, even more incredibly, the leaders in this struggle divested themselves of the personal power they might have retained and formed instead a republic with strict limitations on the powers of the government. Perhaps it was because these people had recently come from a land where for untold generations they had been subject to the whims and cruelties of one tyrant after another that they feared the emergence of a new tyranny in this country. So they founded a nation that is unique in all history, for it embodies the ideas that man receives certain inalienable rights from his Creator, and that government is the servant of man and governs only by the consent of the governed. Note well that this young nation was a republic with the powers of the government restricted by the Constitution, and not a democracy where majority rules. For as James Madison observed, quote, "Democracies have ever been spectacles of turbulence and contention, have ever been found incompatible with personal security or the rights of property, and have in general been as short in their lives as they have been violent in their deaths," end quote. Our young republic prospered and became the marvel of the world, not only for the goods it produced, but for the unparalleled freedom that existed for all Americans. All over the world, men in bondage look to America with inspiration and hope for the future. Today, their hope is being destroyed and the torch of freedom is slowly being extinguished. For the United States of America is sliding into the abyss of socialism, communism, and the two-class system, slave masters and slaves. Soon there may be no hope and no future except the merciful release of death. The traitors and would-be rulers in this country today are destroying us through devious methods and means, including 1. Détente, a policy of appeasement and aid to the enemy. 2. Inflation, which has no other cause but the federal government. 3. Ever-increasing confiscatory taxation. 4. Disarming the citizenry through gun legislation. 5. Wasteful giveaway programs, food stamps, rent subsidies, grants of every imaginable sort. 6. Regulation and control of business, industry, and professions through OSHA, EPA, PSRO, HEW, FDA, and other agencies too numerous to mention. 7. Land use legislation that will eliminate private ownership of property. 8. Daycare centers, federal school aid, forced busing, and the Equal Rights Amendment, all designed to take our children from us and away from the influence of the family. These are but a few of the many ways the powerful traitors who think of themselves as the elite have destroyed the Constitution, increased the size and power of the government, and weakened our nation. This 4th of July can become a special day, for it can rekindle our determination to preserve our precious heritage. Let's restore and build morality and faith. Let's throw out the scoundrels, crooks, and traitors who are betraying us. Let us, as the biblical quotation on our Liberty Bell says, proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. We must and we will win so that our children and their children can celebrate the 4th of July in true freedom.
Dr. James Hutt of Warrenton and his thoughts of the next 100 years. I'm Ross Hunter.